From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting 81 days until the U.S. presidential election. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton met with law enforcement leaders in New York City Thursday, joining with chiefs of police days after Republican Donald Trump accused her of being against the police.
We have to be clear-eyed about the challenges we face. We can't ignore them, and certainly we must not inflame them. We need to work together to bridge our divides, not stoke even more divisiveness.
Clinton says the nation needs to work together to repair the bonds of trust and respect between police officers and communities and not stoke more division. For the first time, Republican Donald Trump says he regrets some of his most heated campaign statements.
And believe it or not, I regret it.
Trump is reading from prepared marks using a teleprompter instead of his usually off-the-cuff rally style after reshaping his campaign team. Brazilian police said Thursday that swimmer Ryan Lochte and three U.S. teammates were not robbed after a night of partying, and the intoxicated athletes instead vandalized a gas station bathroom and were questioned by armed guards before they paid for the damage and left. Despite the ire of police, though, Rio game organizers defended the swimmers, insisting that it was just innocent, Rio 2016 spokesman Mario Andrada.
You know, let's give these kids a break. You know, sometimes you take actions that you later regret.
It's not clear whether the athletes will be formally charged. On Wall Street, U.S. stocks closed with gains on Thursday. The Dow gained 23 points. You're listening to VOA News. Firefighters in the western U.S. state of California have made limited progress containing a wildfire that has torched nearly 13,000 hectares, incinerated homes, and forced tens of thousands of people to evacuate. Jake Rodriguez with the U.S. Forest Service says the fire season outlook is not good.
We're expecting to continue to see unpredictable and erratic fire behavior. It's going to continue to be a challenge. We're going to continue to see spotting of up to a quarter to a half mile, and the probability of ignition is very high. It's at about 100%, which means that just about every ember that lands in vegetation can ignite.
Fire officials said dozens of homes have been burned, but they're not able to confirm a number. The fire, which began on Tuesday in a mountainous area north of the city of San Bernardino, is burning brush and sending large amounts of smoke into the sky. More than 1,500 firefighters are already on the ground there, and more are on the way to help. California is used to seeing wildfires during the warm summer months, but this fire grew unusually quickly. How it started is still under investigation. Next month, President Barack Obama will make what is expected to be his last official trip to Asia. The White House announced Thursday the president will travel on September 2nd to China to attend the G20 summit. He will then go to Laos, making him the first U.S. president to visit that Southeast Asian nation. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said Obama will hold meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping as tensions continue to rise in the region over the South China Sea and North Korea's nuclear ambitions. The Russian military said Thursday it is ready to back a UN call for weekly ceasefires for Syria's contested city of Aleppo, as haunting footage of a young boy's rescue from the aftermath of an airstrike has shaken global media. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura cut short a meeting tasked with de-escalating the violence, saying there's no sense in holding the meeting in light of the obstacles to delivering aid.
There was no sense to have a humanitarian meeting today unless we got some action on the humanitarian side in Syria.
Fighting has increasingly frustrated the UN's efforts to fulfill its humanitarian mandate. In Rio, Usain Bolt has won his third straight Olympic gold medal in 200 meters. And U.S. heavy metal rock band Metallica announced Thursday it is releasing its first album in 8 years, the longest Metallica has ever gone between studio albums. Hardwired to Self-Destruct will feature 80 minutes of music from the band. It's scheduled for release November 18th. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.